Here's your morning brief for Friday, May 22nd. I'm Keith Collins for The Wall Street Journal. In Hong Kong, the main stock index ended down more than 5% after Beijing signaled it will impose new national security laws on the city. Separately, China has decided not to publicly set an annual GDP growth target for the first time in over 25 years, pointing to the pandemic and uncertainties around trade. The University of California system says it will stop using the SAT and ACT. It will phase out the admissions exams over the next 5 years as it develops its own test. Critics of standardized tests say they're an unfair barrier for minority and low-income students. The testing industry has long pushed back on this criticism. And President Trump's new arms control negotiator plans to meet with his Russian counterpart to discuss a proposal to limit U.S., Russian, and Chinese nuclear warheads. The talks will mark the first time the U.S. has opened negotiations on a deal to replace the soon-to-expire New START Accord. For more details, please head to our website, wsj.com, or the WSJ app.